Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the first episode of the Dear Kobe podcast. Gonna go over a couple things on this episode. Basically, what is the podcast? Where did the idea originate? You know, what are my long-term goals for the show? And, you know, what I foresee this becoming. First thing to touch upon, I guess, would be, you know, the reasoning for this show. People that know me very well know that I was a huge Kobe Bryant fan. Ever since he came into the league, he's been someone that I've watched. And of course, that comes through because of the fact that I am, you know, a Laker fan. And watching him from when he was a rookie all the way through to his last game in Utah, putting up 60 points, was just a delight. And so much of his life was a moment for me. It was something that I would watch and, you know, spend 2 to 3 hours a night just seeing him play. And on many nights, it was a true pleasure to see. He did have some rough nights, of course, everyone does, but getting to see him play the game of basketball really encapsulated so much of my own life. And the idea of this podcast came through because, you know, with his passing and his daughter passing, and everyone else that was on that helicopter, it really brought a sense of, you know, almost enlightening, but also a sense of making sure that I made every moment of the time that I have, you know, on this earth count for something. And that definitely hit hard on the day of his passing, because it really, you know, Kobe was probably one of, if not the celebrity that got a visceral reaction from me when I heard that he passed. There have been actors and musicians and other sports figures that have passed away during my lifetime. And while it, you know, was sad, it definitely didn't affect me deeply emotionally. Whereas Kobe Bryant's first bit of news that came out, it was very, you know, it took me back, and I didn't believe it at first, like so many other people have said. But in that moment, I was, I went from thinking that it was a joke or some kind of a hoax, to then feeling very down and emotional and distraught. And, you know, all of those things, all those feelings came into play. That's because he's been such a big influence on my life and such a vital part of it. You know, Lakers basketball is something that I look forward to every single year. You know, there have been so many moments of my life that have been tied to watching Laker games. And of course, Kobe Bryant being there for 20 of them, you know, that plays a big part of my life. 20 years is 2/3 of my life, so he's definitely played a big part of that. So basically, what this podcast is, Kobe Bryant put out a short film called Dear Basketball, and it was sort of his love letter to the game of basketball and everything that it provided for him and the ways that it impacted his life and, you know, how everything turned out. So my idea for this is kind of like a letter to Kobe, and highlighting his life and moments of his career and how they, you know, affected moments of my career and life. So what I plan to do with this is put together almost a audio biography of sorts, or storytelling of each game that he had during his career. And, you know, some of those games, he might have scored, you know, 2 points, 4 points, 0 points. You know, early on in his career, he didn't have many minutes, so he wasn't playing that much. He wasn't scoring that much. That obviously evolved as he got better and as he evolved as a player and as a person. But what I intend to do is, on every episode, just highlight one of his games, discuss them, discuss if there was any importance to them in terms of something, you know, happening, record breaking, perhaps something in his personal life that surrounded the game, how that might have affected his play, things of that nature. And then kind of highlight that with a moment of my life and how it, you know, perhaps how he felt in one of those moments early on when he was a rookie and he was trying to find himself in the league and on his own team, and how that transfixes almost into my own life and dealing with some of those moments and how I kind of came back from that as well. So it's like, it's going to be a very open type of show, very transparent as much as I can be, and just kind of highlighting and discussing, you know, Kobe as a player, as a person, and his importance, not only, you know, to the Lakers, to the game of basketball as a whole, but to other players that are playing now, that are going to be playing, because, you know, these are the type of players nowadays, you know, the ones that are in high school, the ones that are, you know, first year in college. A lot of them watched Kobe play while he was in the game. So his influence is still going to be strong right now. And I think you'll see some of those players come up that really share that same kind of competitive fire that Kobe had and that Michael Jordan had before him and so on and so forth. So that's going to be what the discussion is, basically. We're going to talk about current events in the game of basketball, you know, maybe things that are going on in my own life at the time. And we're just going to kind of go through everything and see how all of it fits together. You know, the show's going to evolve as I go along, obviously. And, you know, I may have guests come on that have their own stories of Kobe. Perhaps in the future, if people listen to this, they might have their own Kobe stories and I'll bring them up on the podcast. But essentially, the gist of this is a letter to Kobe Bryant that at the end of everything, at the end of the show, when all is said and done, it'll be a complete story to him. And that's something that means a lot to me. And this idea, this show, is something that I think helps me carry on his legacy, his, you know, the way he was as a person, the way how he gave back, especially later on in his career, and, you know, retirement to basketball, women's basketball, most importantly. So this is kind of my way of giving back to him and his and who he was in my own special way. So we'll be doing a lot of fun things, I think. And the next episode that I put out is going to be sort of the outline for how the rest of the show is going to go. And as I mentioned, it's going to be a discussion on a game of his, a recap. And we're going to go in chronological order. So obviously, the first episode will be a discussion of his first game as a rookie. And if you've seen him play, you know, some of those games were pretty rough. But I think it's important to go through his whole career and kind of see how he evolved as a person, because I think we all evolve on some level as we get older. And I'm sure through this process, you'll hear that from me and how I've evolved and how I have changed and become a better person. I would hope people would say, and go from there. So thank you so much for listening so far, up to this point at least. I hope you'll stick around and just hope that this is something that allows you to share your love of Kobe, or maybe of just of basketball in general, and that we can share that together. So thanks so much for listening. Looking forward to next time. See you then.